Om Mani Padme Hum. The Green Lama strikes for justice. It is truly written that the man with no future is dangerous. There were 100 such men in The Adventure of the Perfect Prisoner, all of them with guns.
From the mystery of the Far East, from the mountain peaks of a Shangri-La, come the exciting adventures of Jethro Dumont. Jethro Dumont, the wealthy young American who, after 10 years in Tibet, returned as the Green Lama to carry on a single-handed fight against injustice and crime.
I am Pulku, who serves the Green Lama. It is said that ambition is merely the mask of greed. And we learned that this was true in the adventure of the perfect prisoner. It began one night when the Green Lama received a phone call.
Jethro Dumont?
Yes?
This is Sando, Warden Sando.
Oh, hello, Warden. How's your model prison?
Fine. It's about one of my model prisoners that I'm calling you, Frank Cobb.
Frank? Oh, yes, the sculptor.
It's wonderful the way you've helped his rehabilitation by getting his sculpture shown there in New York.
Well, he's a fine artist.
Jethro, you've been promising to come up and inspect our prison, and here's the perfect chance. I've got a little surprise for Cobb tomorrow, and you deserve to be here when we tell him. Now, you've been promising, and I won't take no for an answer. Okay, Jethro?
All right, Warden. Tulku and I'll be there. Well, Tulku, you're now in the finest prison this poor old world has ever seen.
Oh, even so, my Lama. I'm glad we do not call this place home.
Well, I agree it's no cottage in the country, but as far as the moral reconstruction of the men goes, it's tops.
Hey there, just a minute.
Yes?
If you're looking for the warden's office, I'll show you. I have the guard's permission.
The guard's permission? Which one?
That man's a trustee, Mr. Dumont. He'll take you to Mr. Sando's office.
Oh, I see. All right, thank you.
This way, please. You're Mr. Dumont, aren't you?
Yes.
I've sort of been waiting for you. I wanted to tell you how grateful I am for the one-man show you fixed up for me in New York.
Oh, well, then you're Frank Cobb.
Yes.
You don't owe me any thanks. Your clay figurines did all the work themselves.
Anyway, Mr. Dumont, maybe soon I can do really good stuff. You see, I know the warden's got a little surprise for me today.
Oh, what kind?
I really can't say, because if I did, it wouldn't be much of a surprise anymore, would it?
I'm afraid you lost me back there, Cobb. I don't think I follow you.
That's okay. But just to keep things even up, I've got a surprise for the warden.
Oh? And I suppose if you told me what it was, it wouldn't be a surprise anymore either. Huh?
That's right. It's not time yet. Well, here you are, Mr. Dumont, the warden's office. I got to get back to my work. I'll see you.
Well, what do you make of that, Tulku?
Mr. Cobb is burdened with a secret he knows he must not keep, my Lama.
Yes, yet I think he's afraid to tell it. Well, let's see what Warden Sando has on his mind.
Come in.
Warden Sando?
Dumont, Jethro Dumont. Come in. Delighted you could make it up here today. Hello, Tulku.
My honor, Warden.
Well, you're looking fine, Jethro. Sit down.
Thank you, Warden. We just left a mutual friend. In fact, he escorted us to your door. Frank Cobb.
Oh, you've met him then. Good.
Yes.
I finally convinced the governor that that man doesn't belong behind bars and... Oh, come in, Summers. Jethro, this is my second in command, Captain Ed Summers. Mr. Dumont, Mr. Tulku.
How do you do, Captain?
An honor,
sir. Glad to know you. Do you come up to inspect our model prison?
Yes, and we're also here for Warden Sando's surprise.
Right. Frank Cobb's pardon. It's just come through. Well, come on, let's go find him. He works right next door in the examination building.
All right.
You know, the fact that you showed interest in his sculpture has meant a lot to him, Jethro.
I'm very happy. The man's a fine artist.
He's also a convict. We'd do better to make him remember it.
Then, you think the label of convict would help him readjust to society? Is that it, Captain Summers?
In my opinion, there's only one way to handle criminals. Give them treatment that'll make them think twice the next time. That's our job.
But history shows that method has failed consistently for centuries, Captain Summers.
That's right. Our job is to strengthen through education, not fear. Cobb?
Yeah, maybe he's in the next room. I'll get him, Ward.
All right, Cobb, step out here.
He's not in here, sir.
That's strange. Cobb!
Oh, my llama, look there.
Hmm?
Behind that desk.
What? Why, that... Warden, quick!
What is it?
It's Cobb.
Yes, it's Frank Cobb. And the knife that killed him is still in his back.
Warden, if we'd been smart, this wouldn't have happened. I don't want to say I told you so, but you can't treat a gang of hardened criminals like a troop of boy rangers. It just won't work.
Captain Summers, why do you think Frank Cobb was killed?
Because somebody found out he was being pardoned and didn't think he deserved it. That's all it takes in here, you know.
Here's Sammy, Warden.
Oh, yes. Come in, Sammy.
The guard said you want to see me, Warden.
Yes, I did. Sammy, do you know that Frank Cobb is being pardoned today?
The guy with the statues? No kidding.
Yes, but somebody doesn't want to see him get out, Sammy. Happen to know who that might be?
What? Oh, I'm shocked. I can't believe this, Warden.
Straighten it out, Sammy the Singer. Talk plain.
Oh, that's level, sir. Honest. Who'd want to see a guy miss a break like that? Nobody.
It's already happened, Sammy. Somebody stuck a knife in him. This knife.
Gee.
Ever see it before?
You know me, Warden. I wouldn't lie for 2 minutes. I seen it before. That's Al Bauer's knife. Or it used to be. It was swiped off of him, sir. He kept it in his mattress. And a couple of nights ago, it ain't there anymore.
I see.
That's all I know, sir. Okay if I go now?
Hold it, Sammy. Has Bauer been at his machine in the mill all day?
Yeah, I think so. But I have my nose on a grindstone the whole shift, sir. I couldn't say for sure. Is that all?
That's all.
Well, it's perfectly obvious to me, Warden, that Bauer's faked that stolen knife story to cover up in advance for this job. If you let me handle this my way, I'll get to the bottom of it in a hurry.
Out of curiosity, Captain Summers, just what is your way?
According to some standards, Mr. Dumont, it's old-fashioned, but I can guarantee results.
And I say there are better ways of getting answers. Ways of... Excuse me. Warden Sandow. What? A riot? Where? How bad is it, Cobb?
I knew it. Sooner or later it was bound to happen.
I see. Yes, I'll hold on. There's a riot in the mill. Carter doesn't know how it started, but he says it's big.
Sando, you're directly responsible for this. You've mollycoddled a bunch of killers and theorized with them until they've got the idea they can run all over you.
Hello? Hello? Hello, Carter? Carter? I think the phone's dead.
It'll be more than that dead before this is over. If any of my boys get it, Warden Sando, you...
Warden!
Ray.
Warden, he's been hit. All right, here, fella, take it easy now.
My shoulder. Not serious. It's a break, Warden. Bad one. The riot was a blind, that's all. About 100 of them. They had guns. Must have been smuggled in. They made it into the boiler house. Then down the pack passageway and...
The arsenal.
Yeah, that's right. They even had a key. They're in the arsenal now, behind a barricade.
I believe we've still got a chance.
Well, then come on, Warden. Let's go.
We're safe enough here behind the wall, Dumont.
Keep your head down, Philco.
Yeah. Arsenal's just across the court out there. Here's the microphone, Warden. It's ready.
Good. Hand it to me, Summers.
Okay.
Attention, men! Attention! This is the Warden. You've made a mistake. It's a long way to the main gate. You'll never get that far. I'm asking you now to back out before it's too late. I'll listen to your answer. Who's going to speak for you?
I am, Warden. Big Ben Hackett.
All right, Hackett. Can you speak for the others?
Sure. I can talk for them. We don't care what your game is, Warden. We ain't
You'd better think it over, Ben. Here's what I want you to do. Come out one at a time. Lay your guns down and line up facing me. You have my word, there'll be no gunfire.
Nuts! When we're ready, we're coming out all right. Shoot! So here's what we want you to do. If you don't want your boys in blue all chopped up, keep them out of our way.
Why, that's smart. Warden, you've got to listen to me now. We're in real trouble. I've got 3 heavy machine guns in the North Tower and plenty of ammunition. That's enough firepower to cut the whole mob down. Now tell them to come out right now with their hands empty or we open up.
No, I still
I'm telling you, Sandow, it's the only way.
I refuse to permit wholesale slaughter of those men.
Listen, they're cornered now, but they're going to come bawling out of there any second and it'll be too late for us. Now shall I give the order?
Just a minute, both of you. Warden Sandow.
Yes, Jethro?
I want to go in there and talk to those men.
What? Oh, my lord,
you're out of your mind, Dumont. You wouldn't get 10 feet beyond this wall before they'd have you cut to ribbons.
I want to go, Sandow. Men can be reasoned with, but Captain Summers is right. We've got to hurry. Well, it's either me or the machine guns, Warden.
All right, Jethro, but just the
same... Now take the mic again and tell them I'm coming.
Okay.
Ben! Big Ben Hackett! Listen to me! Mr. Jethro Dumont is coming to talk to you!
If he ain't bulletproof, you better keep him under cover! We'll kill anybody who tries to get in here!
He's coming out, Hackett! And I want you to listen to him!
Oh, my Lama, I beg of you.
I know what I'm doing, Tulku. I believe I can save those men.
Yes, of course. May Buddha go with you?
Good luck, Dumont.
I watched the Green Lama climb the wall and walk slowly, alone and unarmed across the barren prison court, straight into the relentless gaze of 100 pairs of hostile eyes and the muzzles of 100 guns in desperate hands.
In just a moment, we will return to the Green Lama. But first, sure, CBS is famous for its Sunday comedy lineup, but there's action and fast-paced drama there, too. Johnny Dollar hunts the crooks who would cheat his insurance company. Bill Grant shows you how a big-town police commissioner goes to work on Call the Police. And Sam Spade is around wisecracking his way through another typical adventure. Hear them all tomorrow. Johnny Dollar, Call the Police, Sam Spade on most of these same CBS stations. Now with our star, Paul Frees, we return to the Green Lama and tonight's story, The Adventure of the Perfect Prisoner.
Even as Jethro Dumont crossed the prison yard, the jeers and catcalls of the convicts were lost in their throats, and everywhere was only an empty silence. Silence and the chilling, sharp echo of Jethro Dumont's footsteps moving closer to the armed prisoners as he walked across the yard and into the arsenal.
Ben, I'm coming in. Well, what are we waiting for?
Yeah, he's just the same as a copper. Hey, why don't you let him have it, Big Ben?
Shut up!
I'll decide when to let him have it. I want to be able to hear everything Mr. Dumont has to say. Okay, hero. Speak your piece.
Are you Hackett?
Yeah, I'm Big Ben Hackett. What of it?
Stand up.
What?
I said stand up, then I'll talk to you man to man.
Okay. We'll talk man to man. Go ahead.
Tell your men to put down their guns, Hackett. You haven't got 1 chance in 100 of getting out of here alive if you try to make a break.
Hey, ain't you got that backwards, Junior? We're 100. You're the one, remember?
Shut up.
Shut up!
Go on, Mr. Dumont. You ain't got very long.
Then I'll get right to the point.
Which is what?
The lives of these other men, Hackett. They're not all in for life.
So what? I don't get it, Dumont.
All right, then listen hard, Bowers, and the rest of you. Right this minute, you're living on borrowed time, each and every one of you.
Says who?
Yeah, who says
so? The three heavy machine guns Captain Summers is just itching to use. You're surrounded and you know it. What you don't know is that there's only one good reason why those guns aren't spitting lead in here right now. And that's a man. A man who wouldn't let Captain Summers open fire. A man who thinks you're also men, with names. Not just numbers stenciled over breast pockets. A man who's your friend. Warden Sando.
Hey, he's right there. Yeah. We'd all be ducking death now if Sando wasn't a warden.
Hold it! Wait a minute, Ollie! You're nuts!
Yeah, nuts, Hackett. Nuts about living to be an old man.
Yeah!
Well, Hackett, you might as well surrender.
And get slapped into solitary for 6 months, no sale, Dumont.
Yeah, what about that? What's the current rate of exchange, Dumont, if we do call it quits now?
Even. You know your warden, Bowers. Nothing will happen to any of you, with one exception.
Yeah? Which is what?
Frank Cobb's murderer. He pays in full.
If he's caught.
Don't worry, Bowers, he will be. All right, men, put your guns down. Well, who are the holdouts?
Okay, here's mine.
Good. Now, how about you, Bowers? What'll it be?
It'll be quits.
Sammy?
Oh, I'm with the others. I quit, too. I ain't no lifer. I only joined Hackett and Bowers because
you was the one who got hold of the key to the arsenal. We can all sing, Sammy. Don't forget that. Just as loud and clear as you can.
Yeah, maybe. But I'm the only one who knows it was Cobb. Yeah, Frank Cobb, the perfect prisoner who got the guns to us in the first place.
What? Cobb was behind this?
Yeah, but that ain't all, Mr. Dumont.
But enough, stool. In fact, too much.
Oh, you stinking no...
All right!
Yeah, that's right. If you are the only one who knows so much about Cobb, you might also find yourself the only one with a real motive for his murders.
Oh, no, that ain't so. I can prove it.
I wonder. Little Sammy. Wouldn't have thought it possible. Well, Hackett, I don't think we got anything to worry about anymore.
Meaning what?
I'm meaning that Mr. Dumont here has saved our lives for us. What else? After all, Big Ben, he was the one who reminded us that the odds were so heavy, 100-1 against, and that we got a good warden, and that we've also got some very lousy prisoners.
Hey, no, Bowers. Now, wait a minute.
Shut up, both of you.
Yeah?
We got some lousy prisoners in here, but I ain't so sure that's enough reason to give up my gun, Mr. Dumont. Maybe it'd be simpler to just pull the trigger.
Simpler, Hackett, but not wiser. And you know it. Now drop your gun.
Okay. I just want to know one thing, Dumont.
What is it?
How come you wasn't afraid to walk in here? How come you didn't figure you'd get shot before you got to talk?
You see, Hackett, you're the ringleader. Nobody here would have dared to shoot before you.
Oh? And the reason I wouldn't shoot?
My back. I never turned it toward you. Now let's go.
Warden Sando speaking.
Captain Summers reporting from the Central Tower, Warden. The arsenal's secure, sir, and the men are all accounted for.
Good. That was a wonderful job Dumont did. Not a single shot fired, Captain.
Which may have been a mistake. You can't handle prisoners.
Never mind
like that,
Captain. Now, are the cells unlocked yet?
Yes, sir. The cells are all unlocked, and the happy prisoners are back at their jobs. Business as usual, Warden.
All right. That's exactly the way I want it kept. Understand?
Yes, sir.
And one thing more, Summers. Jethro Dumont and his friend are to be allowed free run of the entire prison. They're going to examine Cobb's cell, then they want to talk to Sammy the singer. After that, I think they'll deliver the murderer. That's all, sir.
Sixteen, seventeen, eighteen. Here we are, Tulku. The late Frank Cobb's cell.
But, my lama, except for these bars, it seems more like an artist's studio than a prison cell. All this clay and these handsomely carved figures.
Yes, just another example, Tulku, of Warden Sando's rehabilitation program. Cobb was an artist, and the warden never wanted him to forget it. It's just too bad he did.
Oh, you mean the guns that were smuggled into the prison, Lama?
Yes, the guns, which no doubt are embedded here in these fresh boxes of modeling clay. That's the only way Cobb could have got guns in. Here, Tulku, give me a hand.
Yes, my lord.
Now, we'll see in just a minute. Yeah.
Oh, yes, Lama. Look here.
Yes, a .45 automatic, and below it, another one. Not the same caliber, but equally effective. Tulku, the cell door.
It's closing, my lama.
Correction, Tulku. It's already closed.
But why, my lama? Who would want to keep us prisoner?
I don't know, but I don't intend to stay this way very long. Tulku, do you have a penny in your pocket?
A penny? Yes, but why that?
This light here, the bulb unscrewed and replaced with the penny. Give it to me, Tulku.
Yeah, my lama.
Inserted in between it and the connection will blow the fuse fast.
Oh, and so render the electrical machinery that locks these cell doors useless?
No, it's not that simple, Tulku. But in a modern prison where doors and windows operate electrically, any tampering with wires such as a blown fuse might bring results. Now, the bulb back in and we'll see. Yes!
Oh, you were right, my lama. It set off an alarm.
Yes, and that red light there at the end of the corridor. Look, Tulku. It tags this row as the seat of the trouble. We should have help any minute. There, coming toward us, Tulku. The warden with a guard behind him. Warden! Here in Cobb's cell. We're locked in.
Dumont! Now, wait a minute. I'll get the alarm first, then have you out. Newton?
Yes, sir.
Roger, Newton.
Yes, sir.
Get the alarm, then open the second block.
Yes, sir.
My lama, you have no thought as to why we happen to be caught in here this way?
No other than that it's not a coincidence, Tulku. Let's go. Maybe the warden can help us.
Jethro, I can't understand this. Sergeant Newton, you patrol this building. Did you hear the gates close or see any prisoners in here?
No, sir. I didn't head up for this block until that alarm went off. A little before that, I heard the door to that supply closet down there slam shut, so I started investigating. But I never got past the lower stair, Warden. Warden, under the door to the supply closet down there. Look, something's seeping out.
Yes, something that looks like blood. Come on.
It is blood, all right, Jethro, and in a second we'll know who...
Oh. Yes, Sammy the Singer.
Also with a knife in his back. He's dead, Jethro?
No, Warden, but he's slipping fast. Sammy. Sammy, who was it? It was who, Sammy? Try and tell me.
It was that double-crossing hack.
He's gone, Jethro?
Yes.
Maybe Captain Summers is right. Maybe this isn't the way to run a prison. Maybe I should have listened to him in the first place. Jethro, what did Sammy say to you? Something about Hackett. Wasn't it, Jethro? Jethro.
When the Green Lama failed to answer the warden's question and instead stared down at the lifeless form at his feet, I knew that he had entered the path of concentration, taught him by the high lamas of Tibet. One problem at one time. One solution, the ultimate goal. Then, a few moments later, Jethro Dumont straightened up.
Warden. Warden, before this place became a model prison, where were the so-called incorrigibles kept?
Why, in solitary, in the basement of this building. But what's that got to do with these murders?
I don't know. Maybe nothing, maybe everything. Let's go, Warden.
The Green Lama and I followed close behind the warden. We crossed to a narrow, half-concealed doorway that opened onto a spiral staircase leading 50 feet into the earth below. The long corridor was hewn out of rock, damp and as silent as the passing of time. It was dark, except for a thin finger of light ahead from a lantern and a crude table. In a room that was more like a cave. And then we heard a familiar voice.
So that's your plan, is it? Well, brother, it won't work.
Dumont, I never should have doubted you.
About what, Warden?
I should have known that Hackett was guilty.
Not
and
a
that...
chance.
Hackett isn't alone in there, Warden. And believe it or not, he isn't the guilty one.
What, somebody else killed both Cobb and Sammy?
That's right. Now listen carefully as we move up and see if you don't recognize the other voice.
No dice. Just shoot. Period.
All right. I'll do it your way, Hackett, as long as I have to.
What?
Still get away with
Captain Summers?
Yes, the hardy jailer himself. Quiet.
I've got the upper hand. I'm a guard and you're a con. I can knock you off and say it happened because after you admitted killing both Sammy the Singer and Cobb, you made a break for it. And everybody will believe
me. Yeah. Even though the truth is that you knifed Cobb because you was getting the guns to him yourself. But it didn't play out, did it, Summers? Cobb changed his mind when his pardon come through unexpected. That meant you had to kill him or worry that he'd talk.
Yeah, and as long as you'd like to understand everything real thorough-like before you go out, Hackett, I'll cut you in on a little more. The reason I killed Sammy.
Mind if I try it, Captain Summers?
Dumont. Warden. Stay where you are. Stop walking, Dumont, or I'll shoot.
You killed Sammy, Captain Summers, because he knew too much. You couldn't afford to let him live when the break didn't come off because Sammy sings too easily, doesn't he?
Dumont, stop. Stop or I'll shoot.
And do what when Hackett grabs for you? Big Ben, the man you were about to murder. Or were you counting on getting us both at once? All right, which one will it be first, Summers?
Yeah, Captain.
Which? I don't know. Stay back. Warden? Warden, tell him to stay back. Tell him, Warden!
I'll answer for the Warden, Summers.
Hang it!
All right, drop the gun. Drop it!
Okay.
You win, Dumont.
Well, Jethro, here it is. Captain Summers' complete confession, thanks to you. But how did you suspect him in the first place?
This has also been bothering me, my lama.
Well, there were four things pointing to him, Warden. First, if Al Bauer's story of the murder knife being stolen from his cell was true, it could only have been stolen by a guard.
Yes, no one else would be able to get into the cell.
Two, Summers was the only person in the entire prison to have a key to the arsenal, right, Warden?
Yes.
And Sammy the Singer was not the type of person who could have gotten that key away from a man like Captain Summers. So the key must have been given to him. Then Summers knew we were going to talk to Sammy, and he needed time to get to Sammy first, so he locked us in the cell. Only Summers and you, Warden, knew we were there. Finally, Sammy told us it was Summers.
Sammy told us?
Yes. When Sammy was dying, he said that it was that double-crossing hack, remember? You thought he was trying to say Hackett, but in prison
slang... slang, yes. Hack means a guard. In this case, Summers.
Yes, Warden, Summers. The only man with a motive to stir up riots and murders in the model prison.
Because he wanted my job.
That's right, Warden. You know, it is truly written that the ambitious man often falls into the pit dug by his own greed.
You've just heard another adventure with the Green Llama, starring Paul Frees as Jethro Dumont with Ben Wright as Tulku. The script was by Gene Levin and Bob Mitchell from a story by Richard Foster. Featured in the cast were Edgar Barrier, Clayton Post, Dave Young, Bill Conrad, Ed Max, Jack Crucian, and Bud Woodham. Special music is by Richard Arant. The Green Llama was produced and directed by James Burton. Music, and a lot of fine music, is coming your way almost immediately on most of these same CBS stations. Vaughn Monroe will be around with his great band and the top hits of today. Gene Autry will come riding with more of the sagebrush songs for which he is famous. So stay tuned right now for Vaughn Monroe, following immediately on most of these CBS stations. Larry Thor speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.